It is 7:34. Rick Jensen here with you on a Thursday morning. And on the phone line this morning, we have our new West Bend school superintendent, Jen Wimmer. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you for taking time on your second day on the job to chat with us this morning.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
So let's tell the folks a little bit about you, about your background, and how you have made your way here to West Bend.
Sure. I started my educational career as a special ed teacher at the middle school level, and then I became an elementary principal out in Waukesha, and then continued to work my way up in the system at Waukesha as a director of curriculum instruction. I oversaw standards and assessment. I oversaw student services and eventually becoming an assistant superintendent in that system, overseeing things like special education, student services, transportation, enrollment, various pieces, and became a superintendent most recently in Mapledale Indian Hill School District. If people aren't familiar, they're a small K-8 system that feeds into Nicolet High School. So I've been doing that the last 6 years. And then most recently, arriving yesterday here in West Bend.
And was it a busy first day?
It was a wonderful first day. We had been able to do a lot of transition activities, myself with Don Kierkegaard. I've been connecting with principals prior. So as far as first days, we got to hit the ground running, and I just had a fabulous welcome. I had lots of spirit wear from our different schools waiting in my office, some welcome cards, and as I said, we were able to just hit the ground running. As you can imagine, we've got a lot of important, pressing things to be planning right in front of us, so it was a great first day.
This is going to be a couple of months like no other couple of months in Wisconsin school history, I'm thinking.
You are correct. And it's interesting when you talk with students and, you know, they're so flexible and wonderful and kind of rolling with the changes, but trying to get them to understand, like, this is a historic moment. You know, we've not seen anything in our lifetimes like it. So, and that planning for the unknown and trying to figure out those things, it's, as you said, it's interesting couple months for sure.
And I'm sure that the you and the school board and the principals and so on and other staff members have been talking already about what's going to happen, how this fall is going to shake out. And I'm guessing that there's probably multiple scenarios.
Absolutely. So we've been receiving guidance. What's nice is, even prior to this, as we convened groups of superintendent, I'm really grateful for Kirsten Johnson, who is our Director of Public Health for Washington Ozaukee Counties. So we've been on calls twice weekly for the last 12 weeks as we navigate all the pieces of information, the different guidelines, and then how we personalize that for our local level. So that's what we've been doing is reading different guidance, watching other scenarios where they've done reopening, learning, collaborating across school systems to develop our plans, and certainly developing multiple scenarios for us come fall.
So can you give a hint on what people are looking at?
Yeah, I think that's the scariest thing. You know, I think as school leaders, we really took closure very seriously. We knew that what that was going to do for kids, the impact that would have on our families. So we want to create scenarios in which we can return, that kids can do face-to-face learning. So we'll have that traditional option. Then we also know that each family, each student, their needs are unique, whether it's they're just not comfortable coming back to a face-to-face environment for a myriad of reasons. We'll be creating a full virtual option that is more robust than what we saw at the end of the year. We would call that more of a distance learning option where we put some things in place and kind of built it as we flew it in response, which was amazing. And our staff did a great job, and our families were wonderful and flexible, and our kids did a great job. But our virtual option come fall would be way more robust and cover all of our grade levels. In the past, we had some virtual options that were more suited towards high school, so we'll be expanding that. So any family, we had done a survey to see if there was interest, and there is. So we'll have that face-to-face option, a full virtual option. And I think what everyone's trying to wrap their heads around right now is, what does that hybrid look like? So, you know, it's not going to be if, it's going to be when. So when I have a student or a staff member who becomes ill or tests positive for COVID, you know, what do we need to do? Do we have to close out that classroom? Do, you know, what does quarantine look like come fall or winter? So, and if kids or staff have to step out for a period of time, what does that hybrid look like so their learning doesn't stop? So that's what every system is kind of puzzling over right now, so that our education isn't interrupted. We're just ready to pivot should we need to.
Right. And the nice thing, at least compared to what happened in March, is you've got time now to prepare. Really, the closing in March just kind of came out of left field pretty quickly.
Right. We, you know, I think every system thought that we were going to make it all the way through spring break, and that we would be navigating people's return from travels, and that's kind of when things would land on our doorstep. So you're right that we knew it was a, you know, as I said, it's just a when, not an if. But we thought we'd have a little more time, but everyone did an amazing job. Getting devices out, making sure that students and families had access to meals, technology, and learning, and then wrap around. Many of our families, parents were essential workers. So, you know, how did they navigate that? How did we make sure their kids were staying up with learning if they were out working outside the home? So a lot of great wraparounds. And then as we look to reenter in fall, it's not just about academics. We certainly, like you said, had some distance learning opportunities, but, you know, the social emotional piece of kids have been absent for almost 6 months by the time we return. And what does that look like? And what reteaching might we have to do around those social behaviors, around social distance, around good practice? What's going to look different, and kind of what new routines do we have to work with in fall?
And that's on the academic side, not to mention mm-hmm. what we have for, as far as extracurriculars and sports. And the WIAA, of course, still not real committed on what they're saying for fall. They're kind of taking a wait and see. I did hear, I don't know if you saw this or not, there was a news story yesterday that some research from the UW that said that high school athletes in Wisconsin, a third of them, are experiencing depression at this point. Did you happen to see that story?
Well, we talked about it in spring, actually, that sense of loss for kids as they were missing out in whether it was that activity or what other activities they're accustomed to. You know, it is a sense of loss for students. You know, milestones that they anticipated, their senior year, their, you know, playing in that team, that camaraderie. And again, we're social creatures, and all of a sudden shifting, you know, the way we interact. I talk with a lot of families around, you know, this is almost a grief process, and it's okay to be sad about things, and how do we navigate that? But when you talk about athletics, I need to give lots of credit to our two athletic directors. They've been working with the conference consistently as they determine, like you said, WIAA gave some loose guidelines. But we're working with our public health partners, our district nurse, and our trainers. And we're very close to having our finalized plans so that kids can reenter and do some sports activities and some group training together starting probably during the month of July. So we're just in the final stages of having that plan ready. But when you think about that too, our students, our athletes, have been, you know, they're no longer conditioned maybe at the level they were. We have to be really mindful of student injury and have a reentry into athletics in a mindful way that's in attention to their physical health, as well as, you said, their mental health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I, you know, I'm picturing high school football with, you know, the guys on the field, you know, 6 feet away from each other going, yelling at each other going, I tackled you.
Right? I think it was Ohio, where they just flipped their whole year so that you led with baseball, cross country, tennis, you know, sports that were a little bit easier to hit the ground running. Because to me, I always want to deliver that yes. What's, you know, our kids wanted to get back in there, our coaches wanted to get back in there. What could we do that made the most sense to get kids active again and connected?
Right, right. So just to go back, one of the milestones, of course, for a high school student is graduation, and graduation ceremony still to come for the class of 2020.
Absolutely. So our graduation ceremony is on Saturday the 11th. We'll be hosting it on the football field for the first time. And we have staggered graduations to allow for cleanup, sanitizing in between the two schools. It's unfortunate that we have to do some caps on sizes for the group. Just, we need to be mindful of keeping our kids, our families, and our communities safe. We don't want to do anything that, you know, would make anyone unsafe or create unnecessary risk. But as you said, that's a big milestone. So we're happy to be able to at least gather and recognize the accomplishments of our seniors and give them a send-off and celebrate their accomplishment of their senior year. So,
all right. We are having a community conversation this morning with new West Bend School Superintendent Jen Wimmer. Jen, anything else that you want to cover this morning?
No, just really looking forward to getting to know the community. It was an unusual time. I would have been connecting with different groups and organizations and been out, you know, physically present at things. So as we ease into that, if you have virtual events, groups, community things, please invite me. I'm really excited about getting to know the community and getting out there and listening and learning and helping us grow and stay strong. So,
well, again, welcome to West Bend, and I look forward to meeting you in person sooner rather than later, too. So,
me too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is our new West Bend School Superintendent, Jen Wimmer.